Joining us at the Eagle is Tom Gimbel from Foreigner, and those guys are out on the road. Tom, you've been out for about 10 days now with Kid Rock. How's it going?
We're having a great time. Just right out of the gate, the thing is wonderful. And I'm obviously a Kid Rock fan now. If I wasn't before, I am now. He's just insane. The show is magnificent, and we're delighted to be a part of it.
Now, Tom, you are what I like to call the go-to guy, multifaceted, multi-talented, multi-instruments. How does it feel being that guy in the band?
Oh, thanks. I'm just happy. I'll play anything, anytime. You know, it's nice. It's like a shortstop or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm up for it. You know, that's the thing. I've always kind of been like raring to go. So any instrument that needs playing, I'm happy to give it a go.
You're the utility man. They can put you on any place on the outfield or in the infield. You're good to go.
Yeah, and I'm happy doing it too. These are instruments that I first start dabbling with them, and then I end up really getting completely into them. And so I love all the instruments, and it's a real joy to play music on any instrument, really.
Well, I want to go into some Foreigner stuff here in a bit, but before that, back to you, specifically growing up listening to Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and of course Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
I am a pretty huge Steely Dan fan, and their horn work too is something to behold.
I'm with you there. I liked Weather Report already, but when Wayne Shorter took that solo in Asia, to this day I listen to it and marvel at the grace that is in there. It's an absolute brilliant piece of art. But yeah, there were so many cool bands, and I was thinking also growing up in the 60s, we listened to the radio, and Motown was
huge. Oh, my. Oh, my. Absolutely.
My brother and I, our whole family, we just love that stuff. Couldn't get enough. And when you listen to the Supremes and the Temptations nowadays, you have Barry Sachs just keeps, like, showing up, you know? And so it just wails for a little bit, or then it'll play the low notes and then wail a little bit more. So the sax was always in the air. And my brother and I, we love that Junior Walker song, What Does It Take?
Yeah, you know, another, there's so many to talk about. I grew up outside of Detroit in listening to so much Motown because there was a big, 50,000 watt AM station blasting Motown all the time, which was great.
Nice.
I loved it. But a sax thing that jumps to mind, I played it a couple days back. The Bobby Keys piece in Can't You Hear Me Knockin' is something special, too.
Yes, that's another one that I've studied and marveled at. Absolute brilliance.
I want to. I'm sorry, I interrupt Tom. I just got so many different questions here. Only because I'm going to put you on the spot here. Your favorite Beatles album? Got to ask.
It might be bizarre, but it's probably because it's the first one I ever bought, and it's Let It Be.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I love Abbey Road, too. They're both really, really close. It might be Abbey Road. But between those two, I could be a double album, right?
That's right. Yeah. You know, it could be another version of the White Album. It's a tough question because I don't know. If it came down to it, there's two or three that are just, you know, I don't know. If I had that one Desert Island one, it would be an awful, awful tough call.
Yeah, if you had a mono record player, Meet the Beatles, it's going to be tough to beat that.
Yeah.
I love the U.S. version.
Absolutely.
But I want to talk about the Beatles because my favorite Beatles are when they're playing live.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a chance to see so much of that on YouTube now, and that's when I think they're at their best. I love the albums, of course, but a lot of times they're double-tracking the vocals, and it's all kind of produced. I love hearing it raw. Lennon's voice, just him and the band. Oh,
right there with you, brother. Right there with you.
Good.
Absolutely. Tom Gimbel of Foreigner, I want to talk now about, I want to know what love is. Are you guys going to be using a choir from the Tampa Bay area for that song?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's always sort of a little contest. We get tapes of the local choirs, and the sort of the best one is the one that will come up and sing with us.
Does it ever get old? It can't be, but I'll ask anyway. When you guys start to launch the bass notes of Jukebox Hero, to see the crowd reaction, what is that like?
It's indescribable. It's like a pulsing because of boop, boop, boop,
yep, yep, boop, yep.
You know, the crowd starts to kind of go up and down to that beat, and it's marvelous.
Now, I don't expect you to give away any secrets here, Tom, but is there a possibility that Kid Rock might join you on a song or two?
I think there's always a possibility when bands go out together. You know, typically it happens a little bit further down the road, so I don't know if it's going to happen in the next week or two, but sooner or later, even if it's on the last night, you just never know. It's kind of a wait and see, but certainly is a possibility.
You guys are coming to Tampa Amp, Kid Rock Foreigner. That is going to be July 18th. I've been out since late June, and how long will this particular tour go for, Tom? Yeah.
All the way up till September, I think. We're going to just finish up at the end of August. And then we're going to go do some shows with Def Leppard.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then come the holiday season. So it'll be the big three, Thanksgiving and Christmas and
there
New Year's.
Go.
Oh, good times.
Any thoughts, or have you guys kicked around with Mick, perhaps getting back into the studio at some point?
I think that's also always a possibility. Mick has told us that he's been doing some writing and some collaborating. So, he's always got this sort of cauldron that he's stirring, you know, and we just kind of do the old wait and see how it finds its way out thing.
Okay.
Sooner or later, he's always got something cooking.
Well, he seems to be that guy. In fact, I was talking to him a couple of weeks back. I had a chance, and we were talking about, him working on Dark Horse with George Harrison and some of the other things. And I guess he's feeling pretty good now. Everything is back on track with his surgery. So he sounds like he's probably back up into fine form.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to see. He's turning into the gym guy now. I never expected that.
Yeah, no doubt.
What a great thing.
No doubt. Okay, man. Well, listen, we are looking forward to seeing you guys. You're always great. Every time there's a Foreigner show, people just rave and rave about your set, and I'm sure it's going to be no different this time. And again, that's going to be at the Amp July 18th. With Kid Rock, nice package. Tickets are priced right. It's going to be a fun night. Be ready to sweat, my friend. I'm going to tell you that.
That's fine. We're used to it. I love it. It's like combining cardio.
That's right. That's right.
That's a Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Under the stars, and it'll be about 100% humidity. But like you said, you don't have to work out that day. I mean, you'll be able to have an extra beer because, hey, you will have a long sweat out most of those beers probably halfway into the set.
Yes, and the grouper sandwich that we're going to have for lunch, you got to work that off. Burn it off.
Sounds good. Tom Gimbel, a Foreigner, joining us. Can't wait to see you guys. Safe travels.
Thanks so much, Nick. Great talking with you.